To continue. That day, Neva and I first swam in the protected pools, then ventured out into the cove itself where bigger waves unfurl onto the beach. Suddenly, she was floating away from me on a fast current. In a panic, we reached for each other, but our hands slipped apart and she began to be swept out to sea. I screamed, "Help, someone!" Her wet hair was matted over her face, so I could not see her eyes. But I did see terror in the way her mouth tried to call for help. That was when I noticed Puzo running along the jetty, trying to run faster than the tide. At the outermost tip of land, he threw off his sandals and sword, then dove into the waves that were breaking hard against the rocks. I saw only his arms above the water as he swam for Neva. Meanwhile, my feet had lost touch with the bottom, and now I myself struggled in the current. I swam hard for shore. It seemed forever. Eventually, I felt a swell under me, pushing me up and over the crest of a wave, dropping me inside the churning foam. I tumbled, choking and swallowing salt water that also rushed painfully up my nose.